Times of refreshing are the latter rain. It's only going to be understood correctly if you're going to recognize that judgment is progressive. And when it reaches the time period when it begins to address the judgment of the living, and it begins with the living in God's church, remember where we started, that each case is investigated individually. And as your case comes up in the judgment while you're alive, and Christ finishes your case, if you've been found worthy for the seal of God, your sins are blotted out. You are prepared for the latter rain. Because that's when it takes place, is in this time period. Great Controversy, 485. Thus will be realized the complete fulfillment of the new covenant promise. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. Jeremiah 31:34 and 50:20. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Isaiah 4:2-3. The work of investigative judgment and the blotting out of sins is to be accomplished before the second advent of the Lord. Since the dead are to be judged out of the things written in the books, it is impossible that the sins of men should be blotted out until after the judgment at which their cases are to be investigated. But the Apostle Peter distinctly states that the sins of believers will be blotted out when their times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ. Some people will read this and not read it closely, I guess. They'll read it and say that he must do the blotting out before he returns the second time. But it says here, it's impossible for their sins to be blotted out until their cases are investigated, but that they will be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. Let me go back to Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, page 228. We've already read it. The refreshing is coming from the presence of the Lord. Let us set our hearts in order that the truth of God may live in us, that it may purify us, ready to receive the latter rain. The latter rain is the refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord. And if that is where the blood